Are you currently avoiding soy and afraid to eat it? You may have heard talk about soy on social media and seen many soy protein-based vegan products now filling grocery shelves. From soy protein powders to vegan lunch meats, soy meat crumbles to soy-based vegan burger patties. But soy, should you eat it? Is it good for you? If these concerns are on your mind and you're hesitant to try soy, let's talk about it. In this episode, I'll give you the truth about soy and dispel some circulating myths. Let's see what some of the current research on soy says and how nutritionally packed it can be. I'll meet you on the inside. Welcome to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Anna Zinn, plant-based registered dietitian and transition coach. Hi, friend. Do you want to regain your health with plant-based eating, but feel overwhelmed and lost about how to do it? Do you feel it'll be hard to change your meat-heavy diet and impossible with working, running the home, or chasing after the grandkids? If so, you're in the right place. Here you'll find simple strategies, clear nutrition guidance, and practical tips to help you thrive plant-powered with more energy. So if you're ready to ditch the guesswork and transform your health the stress-free way, cozy up now with a hot cup of tea or listen while you walk, and let me show you how doable plant-based eating can be. Let's do this. Hi, my friend. Do you wish you had a personal nutrition guide to support you on your transition journey? Someone who can not only support you in moving smoothly into eating an enjoyable plant-based diet, but one who can also work with you to optimize your nutrition in this new lifestyle? There are definitely many layers to plant-based diet nutrition, so it can be confusing and overwhelming if you don't know how to navigate through it, and without knowing what information is credible to trust from the internet. As a plant-based dietitian with over 2 decades of dietetics experience, I want to help support you in your transition with clear nutrition guidance, simple recipes, and smart strategies to make an easy plant-based diet transition. Send me an email at healthnow@plantnourish.com if you'd like to explore working together. You can also apply for a free rapid health transformation call using the link in the show notes. I'll show you that plant-based eating can be simple and doable, even with your current health challenges and busy lifestyle, and how to eat for optimal nutrition on a plant-based diet. Let's connect and get you moving and feeling your best. Now let's move into today's topic. The plant-based diet world can indeed be exciting, but also vast and overwhelming, especially if you're just coming from a meat-heavy diet. There are so many new ingredients like chia, quinoa, amaranth, rutabaga, coconut aminos, many with unfamiliar and foreign-sounding names. So how do you know what to eat, how to eat it, and even whether you should eat it? Soy is one of those controversial topics. There's so much information and disinformation being thrown around on social media, with lots of outdated pieces of information still circulating around on the internet. So it's natural to ask the question, is soy actually safe to eat, or will it harm our bodies? In fact, this is a question one Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast listener brought up. She wondered whether eating soy would negatively impact women's reproductive health and also be harmful for men. This concern is understandable, especially if you have had breast cancer or know a friend or a loved one battling with it now. I myself lost a loved one 4 years ago to metastatic breast cancer. So soy can definitely be a confusing topic and one that I know many are wondering about, especially if they are just beginning a plant-based diet. That's why I wanted to answer this listener question today on the podcast. I hope this episode will clear up some confusion and give you the clarity you need. Let's also see how nutrient-packed soy can be. First, know that soy is a big topic. There's so much to say about it that I actually go into a whole video lesson on soy in my Plant-Powered Life Transformation course. But today, let me just highlight some key basics you need to know about soy. First, when we talk about soy, know that we're typically talking about soybeans, which is a legume, just like chickpeas, black beans, kidney beans, split peas, and lentils. And like other legumes, it can be eaten whole or be minimally or extensively processed into other soy-based foods and products. So is soy good for you and safe to eat? Well, contrary to many common myths surrounding soy, soybeans are actually healthful to include in one's meals because they are very nutrient-packed and contain many disease-fighting compounds. Soybeans naturally contain a class of phytoestrogen compounds called isoflavones. These are plant estrogens, which are similar in chemical structure to estrogen, but they do not always act in the same way as the hormone estrogen. That's because there are two different types of estrogen receptors in the body, alpha and beta. And while estrogen can bind to both receptors, isoflavones prefer to bind to the beta receptors. So the effect of soy isoflavones depends in part on the type of estrogen receptors in different tissues, and they may help keep estrogen signaling at healthy levels. For example, let's look at breast cancer. In certain kinds of breast cancer, like estrogen receptor ER-positive breast cancer, the cells of this type of breast cancer have receptors that allow them to use the hormone estrogen to grow. But while estrogen binds mainly to the alpha receptors on cells to trigger certain cancer cells to grow, soy isoflavones prefer to bind to the beta receptors, and this action actually seems to have cell growth inhibiting effects. This means that this binding action helps to block the cell growth that's part of the cancer process. That's good! Research seems to support this. Studies are showing an association between increased soy intake with a lower risk of developing breast cancer and also a lower risk of reoccurrence of breast cancer in breast cancer survivors. For example, a systematic review and meta-analysis of 32 observational studies was published just this year in 2024. This study found that isoflavones were associated with a 26% reduced risk of breast cancer reoccurrence among postmenopausal and estrogen receptor-positive survivors. Soy protein and products were also inversely associated with cancer-specific mortality for estrogen receptor-positive disease. In a different study, published in 2019, researchers examined the soy intake of 300,000 Chinese women in China and the development of breast cancer events over a period of 10 years. As part of this prospective study, a systematic review and dose-response meta-analysis was also conducted with 8 other prospective studies. The results? Overall, there was no evidence of any association between moderate soy intake and breast cancer risk. But the meta-analysis found that each 10 mg per day of soy isoflavone intake was associated with a 3% reduced breast cancer risk. What about the impact on men? Well, in 2021, a meta-analysis of 41 clinical trials conducted mostly in Western populations was published. This meta-analysis found no effects of soy or isoflavones on reproductive hormone levels in men. Elsewhere, isoflavones have also been shown to have different but beneficial effects on other parts of our bodies. For example, current research is showing that increased soy consumption is associated with benefits such as less menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, better heart health, less risk of fibroids, and a lower risk of other cancers, including those in the colon, lung, endometrial, ovarian, and prostate. There are also no adverse effects on children consuming reasonable amounts of soy. Children grow and develop normally, and in both genders, there are no negative effects on hormone levels or reproductive function. You may be wondering now, so what's in soy nutritionally? Well, soybeans are a high-quality, complete plant protein source and compact with nutrients. These include protein, iron, calcium, magnesium, fiber, potassium, phosphorus, and also some omega-3 fatty acids. In fact, soybeans have a really high protein content naturally. For instance, just 1 cup of cooked soybeans provides 31 grams of protein and 10 grams of fiber. In comparison, for many other beans, like chickpeas, garbanzo beans, black turtle beans, or kidney beans, you will need to eat 2 cups of these cooked beans to provide a similar amount of protein. And remember that soybeans are rich in polyphenols, like isoflavones, which can exert beneficial anti-cancer and anti-tumor growth effects. These can also work to reduce absorption of glucose from the intestine through the S-GLUT1-mediated transport mechanism. So that's great for those wanting to improve blood sugars as well. So I hope you see today that you don't have to avoid soy, even if you choose not to eat it. But soybeans can be a beneficial and nutrient-packed part of your plant-based meals. Of course, if you have a soy allergy, then you should stay away from them. But if not, I encourage you to consider trying it. Now, there are a lot more nuances to soy, and I hope to cover this soon in upcoming episodes, including important things you need to know, like the best kinds of soy to eat and how much to eat of it. So stay tuned to this podcast to learn more about soy. You can also check out the Plant-Powered Life Transformation course because soy is such an important topic and one that I go into a lot more detail within the course. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I helped to give you more clarity on soy. Now, I love to get listener questions. So if you have a question about transitioning to a plant-based diet or about plant-based eating, do send it in to me. It may be picked to be discussed in an episode like today. To submit your question, you can either send me an email at healthnow@plantnourish.com or directly leave a SpeakPipe voice message using the link in the show notes. I look forward to getting your submitted questions. Thank you so much for listening. If this podcast has inspired, encouraged, or helped you in some way to transform your health, I would love to hear about it. Please take 30 seconds to rate and leave a written review on Apple Podcasts to let me know. It will encourage me so much to hear how this podcast has positively impacted and made a difference in your journey towards wellness. And share about this podcast with a friend or loved one so we can all thrive in the best health. Remember, plant-based eating can be easy and doable. See you in the next episode, my friend.